Roger Clemens' perjury trial, will he see action in a different kind of jumpsuit? And how about John Edwards? Looks like he gets a pass for the second time around in court. In the meantime, the French are after Lance Armstrong. He's facing new doping charges. And more importantly, that bottom feeder, Jerry Sandusky, I can't help it, that's how I feel, is now pretty much to the point where the jury might decide his fate by Friday after some terrible testimony to listen to from victims who described in detail things that Sandusky did. If you don't know who he is, he's an assistant coach, or was, with Penn State for a very, very long time. My name's Kate Delaney. This show is, of course, America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies, flyover states and whatnot in between, plus all of you over the border, my Canadian friends. Hello to all of you. Love Canada. Spent a ton of time in Canada from both sides of the coast, and we have a lot of people listening to us there. Of course, in Vermont, WVMT, a big shout out to Big Bob, who said, would you say my name on the show sometime? He asked me that a year ago, so we're finally getting around to it. Coming up in this hour, we're going to go to Washington and talk with Jeff Holtzman a little more in depth about politics as usual. And is it really true that nothing is going on? Is it true that they're lame duckers on both sides of this, Democrats and Republicans? Is that what happens in a presidential year, no matter what's at stake? And how about that cliffhanger called the financial ruin of the U.S.? It's really true. He's got numbers for you, and we'll talk with him coming up in our next segment. Plus, all of you, I'm always pounding on you to send your thoughts to the mailbag and go to americatonight.net. Once again, the mailbag overfloweth, so at the tail end of this show, we will check your email. I'm going to rifle through, I promise, a whole bunch of them. But right from the get-go, since we're going to talk about politics next, we're seeing that Mitt Romney in some areas is starting to come up in the polls. Wisconsin taking a one-point lead for what it's worth because, you know, we're not anywhere near that final stretch or final turn, like I say, coming around to Election Day. We're months and months away from both of the conventions, the Republicans, of course, in Tampa, and the Democrats in Charlotte. So lots of things can happen in between. All of it, though, has to do with dollars and cents. Mitt Romney decided that, hey, the gloves are definitely off, as they are with Obama, and it is like a wild, wild game of rock'em sock'em robots. Take a listen to Romney.
Send a lot of government programs back to states where I limit the rate of growth at inflation and to cut back the number of federal employees through attrition. And by the way, to link the pay of government workers with the pay that exists in the private sector. I have a plan for the things I would do to replace Obamacare with. We need real health care reform. I don't want to just go back to the way things were. I want to have real health care reform. At the same time, I want to get health care to act more like a consumer market.
All right, there you go. Erase those state lines. Somebody do it. Consumer market, that is music to my ears because I think that's how it should have been a very, very long time ago. Unfortunately, the insurance companies have had a wicked monopoly, and that's a huge part of the problem. When you go to a hospital and an aspirin's $100, that's just outrageous, isn't it? Can we just go down to CVS or Walgreens or wherever and go get our relatives some aspirin and sneak it into the hospital? Of course, they won't let you do it. I tried and I got in trouble. Also, here in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk about a guy named Henry Hill. Henry Hill was a mobster, made famous, I guess, from the movie Goodfellas. That's where more people started to know him. Certainly people in New York were aware of him. And maybe other people who follow such things knew about Henry Hill. But we'll talk about him. He died after a long illness. I had a brush of fame, I guess you could say, with Henry Hill. I got a little souvenir after meeting Mr. Hill, and I'm going to actually show it to you. If you go to americatonight.net in our third segment, I will hold up what Henry Hill gave to me. Anybody have any guesses what Hill decided that he was going to gift me? In fact, we can have some fun with that. If you want to take part in the poll, get Press 4. Go to americatonight.net. Get Press 4. Download it on your iPhone. Or if you don't have an iPhone, it doesn't matter. You can still get it. You just go to press4.com. Once you have it in place, then you can play our little game, America Tonight Poll. What do you think Henry Hill gifted me, the famous mobster who I think really gained, as I just mentioned, more notoriety when that movie was made, Goodfellas, and he was immortalized, I guess, in a way, by Ray Liotta. But we'll save that coming up. I think the outrage of the day, although I could definitely dive into politics and we could talk more about the specifics of Mitt Romney laying out a few things there, and we will get to that. But now I hear from my pals in New York, and I think this is pretty much being blasted all over the place, that New York City is considering a ban on popcorn, a ban on milkshakes. So has the mayor gone crazy? Is it Mayor Bloomberg gone mad trying to police what people are eating, thinking that this is going to cure obesity? If that's all it took, we have banned foods in the United States. Here's what you can not eat or drink. Can you imagine? This on the heels of the 32-ounce drinks, wanting to ban the big gulps, so to speak, because I think that's the biggest thing that you can get when you walk into one of those 7-Elevens or whatever. But now they're talking about popcorn, milkshakes, that kind of stuff. I mean, this is just ridiculous. It's so out of control. I started to think about this today when I saw the report that the city is now considering these restrictions on all kinds of things, trying to figure out ways to cut fat. So I started to think, what would be a ban? How about the opposite, a ban on food that is supposed to be okay for you? And you know what I would ban? I would ban a couple of things. One, I would ban haggis. Do you know what haggis is? It's that traditional, really, dish. It's hard for me to say the word dish. I choked my way through it once at a dinner, but it's very well known, and it represents Scotland. As I said, it's a Scottish tradition. The way they cook it, oh, I had to close my eyes to look at that stuff. Let's just put it that way. I don't know how many of you know what haggis is. It's a pudding that has sheep's hearts, livers, lungs, minced with, spices and onion and salt. And there's all kinds of crazy recipes out there for haggis. But I would say, let's ban haggis, okay, shall we? Haggis and some so-called foods that are supposed to be pretty decent for you. In fact, while I'm on the list, I would probably, on my own personal list, I would probably throw into that green beans. Sorry, not a fan. I love greens, but green beans, I force myself to eat it, but I don't like green beans. Do you like green beans? Stay with us. We're going to Washington, D.C. next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Once again on America Tonight, we always like to kick it around with the folks from Talk Radio News, the true insiders inside the Beltway. A lot happening or not happening, it depends on your point of view. So many people quick to label everything lame duck coming out of D.C. since it's 2012 in the presidential election year. And we're going to dive into that next with Jeff Holtzman. But before we do, you know, when we're talking about things that are happening, we know the Supreme Court ruling should be handed down in the near future, probably in the next maybe 2 weeks at the most, which has to do with health care. Is the individual mandate going to be scrapped? What's going to happen there? And immigration in Arizona. What will happen with Jan Brewer, the governor, the two-year battle that she's had with the Justice Department that ultimately got kicked up to the Supreme Court? I know that lights up everybody's flame here listening to America Tonight. We might even know something in the next week, and we're supposed to have Governor Jan on the show, by the way, in the next week or two as well. Jeff Holtzman in the wings. He joins us now. Hey, Jeffrey, how are you doing?
Hey, Kate, I'm great. And, yeah, it's certainly a busy week in Washington, lots going on. Real quick, you know, the healthcare lawsuit, we should know, a lot of forecasters are saying June 28th is the day that the Supreme Court will hand down its ruling. Of course, there's always buzz, that, you know, a decision will come earlier than that, but it's likely that it'll be the end of the month. You know, I've talked to a couple Republicans, this week who say that they're pretty confident that they'll get a favorable ruling, meaning that the court will strike down some or all of the healthcare law. I think most folks who are in the know say that the court is probably going to rule that the individual mandate requiring everybody to purchase insurance violates the Constitution, but I think that they'll also find that there's a severability. In other words, the other parts of the law can stand without that mandate. Democrats and Republicans would all be lying if they told you they didn't have contingency plans in place, particularly Democrats. I think that there are quiet talks behind the scenes going on between Democrats about what to do if parts of the law are struck down, you know, particularly that individual mandate, because that's a big revenue generator. You're going to need to find ways to pay for all the other parts of the law. The Democrats are definitely holding talks behind the scenes about it, and we'll get a better picture of exactly what those talks look like in a couple weeks after the ruling.
Yeah. And you heard me say that, you know, lame duck or not lame duck. Now, you've been hanging around for a couple of years on the Hill. Does it feel lame duckish to you, or that's just perception?
No, I think it absolutely does. What I think you're going to see something similar this year to what you saw in 2010 when there was a number of key legislative items that were passed through in that lame duck session. You got the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. You got a two-year extension of the Bush tax cuts. And there were some big things, some notable things. You had the START treaty between the U.S. and Russia that was signed off during that lame duck session. And I think a similar thing is going to happen, you know, regardless of who wins the presidency, because you've got the Senate at stake and you've got the House at stake. I mean, you know, the president could win re-election, but you could see the Senate, turn, you know, from Democrat to Republican, in which case, you know, the president is going to have less support on Capitol Hill, and he might, you know, want to make some deals during that lame duck session with House Republicans before Congress turns completely red. So that's one possible scenario. So I would look for an active 2 month period in between November and January for sure. And I think right now you're seeing sort of a lot of stalemate pretty much on Capitol Hill. There's not many big things that are being addressed right now. And the forecast is that, you're not going to get a lot of action for the next 4 or 5 months on some big things, notably this fiscal cliff, these tax cuts that are set to expire at the end of the year and these automatic spending cuts that are supposed to take effect beginning next year. I think a lot of lawmakers would prefer to, as they put it, see what the climate looks like after November.
Yeah. Before you and I jumped on the air together, we just talked briefly for a few minutes, and people are fascinated by this, who's taking the punches. The other day I was in an antique shop and I saw that old, remember the Rock'em Sock'em Robots? Remember that?
Sure.
My 10-year-old nephew is like, this is ancient, Aunt Kate. And I said, gee, thank you for dating your father and I. But we did a little Rock'em Sock'em Robots. That's kind of now what's happening. It's definitely what's happening between Romney and Obama. And this time Romney came out swinging today. What did you make of that?
Well, Mitt Romney clearly wants to keep the conversation on President Obama's record on the economy, and that's what he did today. He gave a speech in D.C. He said the president is anti-jobs, anti-business, and anti-investment. So the Romney campaign is making no bones about its strategy, which is to portray President Obama as an enemy of the private sector, as an enemy of business and free enterprise. And in the White House's defense, and something that you heard White House Press Secretary Jay Carney say today, is that the president has been doing a strong job on job creation. In fact, 4.3 million jobs in the private sector have been created, since the recession ended. That's something that the White House is touting. But meanwhile, Mitt Romney's saying it's not enough. And Romney's also pointing to the debt. He's saying that the president needs to do more about that. The White House has said for a while that, you know, the debt was something that it inherited, this administration inherited, and it's something that they continue to deal with. But the bottom line is the debt is a real problem, and there's a lot of fiscal conservatives and a lot of independents who are fiscally conservative, who are paying close attention to it. And there's a report that came out this week from the Treasury Department showing that the U.S. debt just for the month of May was $125 billion. Now, to sort of put some clarification to that, you know, the U.S. has not run a surplus in the month of May in a long, long time, since the early Reagan years. But the deficit for the month of May has never been that high. So I think for a lot of folks who are concerned about the debt, that was not good news for them. And, of course, if the debt continues to be high on a monthly basis like that, then you could see the U.S. hit its borrowing limit, in other words, the debt ceiling, before the end of the year. And that would be another thing that lawmakers would have to address as part of this so-called fiscal cliff.
Yeah, no kidding. It really is a fiscal cliff. Speaking of cliffs, this is of a different sort. Although, would we end up dumping some money into it? You could add that kind of last thing that we would throw into the ring here on Syria. But Syria, we're seeing what's happening, how many people have been slaughtered. Now Russia sending the attack helicopters supplying arms to Assad. There have been a lot of people that have come out and taken shots at Putin, of course. But what is the White House saying about all that?
Well, the White House's position is that it does not support any arming of anybody in Syria, whether it's the regime, obviously, or even the rebels. And that's something that Carney talked about in his briefing today as well, because there have been reports that the U.S. is considering arming the rebel forces fighting the Assad regime. Carney pushed back on that and said the U.S. does not support militarization, was the term he used, of Syria. He thinks, and the White House's position is, that that would add to the violence, and it's an already unstable situation in Syria, and that would create even more instability. But, of course, Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, had tough words for the Russian government today. She said, and basically went out and accused Moscow of providing arms and other weapons and gunships and things like that to the Syrian regime, something that the Pentagon has technically not been able to verify with 100% accuracy, but it's something that a lot of folks in the U.S. believe to be true. Now, the Russian government pushed back on that. They said that the stuff that they're sending to Syria is in no way meant to allow the Syrian regime to use violence against its own people, and it's part of contracts that have already been negotiated with the Syrian government years ago. But nonetheless, it's not making U.S. officials happy. We'll see how the U.S. can deal with it.
Yeah, there you go. Last thing, Jamie Dimon, the darling of CNBC, and Maria Bartiromo. She slobbers all over him, I swear. But no, I know Maria. I'm just kidding. Please, nobody tell her I said that.
That'll be on Twitter in 2 minutes.
That's right. Jamie Dimon, again, speaking to the boys on the Hill. What was the scoop on that?
Well, today's hearing was really, if there was ever a dog and pony show, I think it was today's hearing. You had a few lawmakers who tried to get tough with Jamie Dimon. Jamie Dimon's a tough guy to deal with. He, of course, is the CEO of J.P. Morgan. It's one of the largest financial firms in the world, certainly the largest in the U.S. And, of course, this is the reason he was on Capitol Hill, was to explain that massive $3 billion trading loss that happened earlier this year in J.P. Morgan's London office. It was essentially a hedge bet gone wrong, and that's the way Dimon tried to frame it today. He said it wasn't, he said there's always risk involved in banking, but there's no need for more increased regulation over the banking sector because this was simply a hedge, an attempt to prevent losses gone wrong and sort of spun out of control. Now, he did apologize to lawmakers. He said that the loss was indefensible, but at the same time, going back to the need for more regulation, he basically said it's not necessary. And he also questioned lawmakers' efforts to implement the so-called Volcker Rule as part of that Dodd-Frank 2010 Wall Street Reform Law. And the Volcker Rule would prevent banks like J.P. Morgan from trading derivatives, particularly using investors' and clients' funds to trade in derivatives. That's something that Dimon opposes. He said it's unnecessary. And we'll see how much influence and sway Dimon has. You know, Dimon is considered a close ally of President Obama. President Obama has fought strongly for the Volcker Rule, but we'll see if Dimon's influence can prevent that rule from being implemented and enforced by the federal regulators.
Yeah, Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News. Good stuff. Thank you.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
I promise I'd give you the payoff. What was the gift from Henry Hill? He was an American mobster who was associated, I guess, closely with the Lucchese crime family in New York. He became an FBI informant. His life story was ultimately put on the big screen in 1990, Martin Scorsese's film Goodfellas, which was based on the book that was written by Nicholas Paligi. Wise Guy was the name of that book. That did pretty well, too. And he was somebody that grew up in the biz, if you will. And I had a quick encounter with him. He was, of course, at the time, friendly and nice, whatever. I was doing a radio show. And he was selling artwork, and he gave me a piece of his artwork. If you right now go to americatonight.net, if you just flip on your computer, or maybe you're by your computer, you can actually see it. I'll post a picture of it on the website anyway. But I'll describe it for everybody else in Radio Land. After all, it is theater of the mind. You have the Manhattan skyline. It's kind of a purplish skyline. And then from New Jersey, you can see a giant gun and grass, which would be kind of the swamps. And it must have been that I encountered him in April of 2009 because he signed it and signed the back and put 2009 on it. So how about that? Very, very odd. He had a long illness, apparently. It was kind of up and down, and he died at the age of 69 years old. 69 years old. And of all the people that have been talked about mob-wise, who turned informant, all that kind of stuff, he probably was one of the most notorious of all. And he started early doing the mob thing when he was just a kid. And people say that he was just involved in so many things, including ties with the Gambino crime family and Billy Batts. We've had Billy Batts' son on the show and whatnot. And in the movie, they talk about his marriage and what had gone on in his marriage and what he ultimately turned to after he got out of prison and all this other sort of stuff. But if you want a kind of a clue as to what Henry Hill was about, I think, and he said to me when I interviewed him, that he thought Goodfellas was great fun, meaning the way they made the movie, but it was dead on, what he told me, it was dead on accurate to the kind of life that he led, to what happened to him when it all crashed down, and to when he finally pointed the finger at mobsters that were higher up the chain because he felt like he had no way out. They had him, and then that was it. So how about it? Henry Hill, dead at the age of 69. Rent Goodfellas. I actually like it. All right, America Tonight, you know how we are, and this is what we do. We roll all over the place, how it all pours out in the course of an hour. Sometimes we'll take you on some twisted roads, and we get to a fork in the road every once in a while, and we veer in a different direction. One thing that Henry Hill was trying to get a handle on was how to really use the Internet to get out his artwork and his messages about the past and how he turned things around, all that kind of stuff. So check this out. Amazon, Google are really taking over huge chunks of the Internet. Now, when I say that statement, are you thinking, what do you mean huge chunks of the Internet? They're part of this new system for labeling web domains. You know, now you think, you know, I say .net all the time for America Tonight. And why? Because I couldn't get .com. It was already taken. So now we're beyond .com, .gov, .org, all that stuff. You've got new domain names like book, shop, movie, that kind of stuff. Some people feel that the few people are going to dominate what the Internet is in the future because they're owning those pieces, those domains. They had about 2,000 new web suffixes, including app and sex.sex.app. They were all rolled out Wednesday by the organization, and we had them on the show, the nonprofit group that is regulating domain names, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. That's actually what the name of the group is. And last year, they said they were taking applications. That's when we talked to them to try to get some competition online and all that other sort of stuff. So the new domains go into effect next year. Can you imagine if you had the right kind of cash to be able to do that and to own a domain? I think would be amazing, which is why Amazon and Google, it's no sweat for them to snap that up. The amount of money you would have to come up with, I mean, the application fee was $185,000. So some of the jokes, the people that would suggest, like RIP and VIP and all that kind of stuff, I mean, that never took hold of all the new names because it makes sense who's paying for this. North America has had the most applicants, 911. Europe, 675. I hope they got their cash already on that one. Asia Pacific, 303. There were only 17 applications from Africa, and people started to question, as I did when we talked to them, boy, with such a high fee, I mean, who do you think is going to be able to snap up those domain names? Who's going to be able to afford that? It would be very cool to have it, but it would cost you such a big chunk of cash. And this is just to get the name and then not even all the development and everything else. But some of these brands and some of these people like Amazon, I mean, for them, that's big. For Google, that's huge, 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 huge. So wait and see how this all trickles down, these 2,000 new web suffixes. Dot what? Dot app is great. Of course, dot app. Everything's about the apps, isn't it? I mean, here on the show, I keep trying to pound to all of you how you could win the latest, greatest iPhone or $200 if you go to the website and you download the app that we have, Press 4, so that you can get in better touch with with me with the show, and you can rant, you can take our polls, all that kind of stuff. Apps are the future without a doubt. Just walk around the mall one day and look what everybody's doing. They're looking down. They're looking down. They're focusing on whatever device it is they have in their hand. It's about game playing. It's about texting people. It's about FaceTiming people. And who knows even what the future will bring. But we know that we'll have some future, we'll have some futuristic domain names that like .dad, .kid. That's Google. Google's trying to get all of those. I mentioned at the top that Lance Armstrong, who is, by the way, very tech savvy, he's all over Twitter. He's constantly using whatever the latest, greatest device is, from what I understand. Lance Armstrong isn't so concerned about that right now because it's the same old, same old. There's nothing new about the doping charges. Once again, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency brought formal charges against Armstrong. It could cost him the Tour de France titles. We've heard that before. Because of the charges, he's been barred from competition in Ironman triathlons, which I think is what prompted this, since he's been doing pretty good in these triathlons. He took it up after he got out of the cycling game in 2011. And in the letter, it was a 15-page letter that they mailed to him, sent to him, and it was reprinted in a couple different places. The Washington Post had it. The USADA had new allegations about Armstrong, saying that they had blood samples from him in 2009 and 2010 that were consistent with manipulating your blood. They call it EPO, with being able to take those transfusions, as there have been other cyclists that have done it. And this is what they're saying, that they've got some of the evidence here, and that's why they're doing it. I mean, for years he's been able to push off any of the challenges to his mark, to his legacy, to all that. And there have been some serious ones, but this one seems to be pretty serious. He's never tested positive for drugs. He's never tested positive for drugs, and he once again denied the charges. He says he never doped, like his accusers, and he said that he competed as an endurance guy for 25 years with no spike in performance. He passed, can you imagine having to go through this? He passed more than 500 drug tests and never failed one. But yet, you have former teammates like Tyler Hamilton, Floyd Landis, who were cooperating with the feds. And they've accused Armstrong of doping. They're saying they've seen him do that. He says it's not true. And so it's this case of they say that he did it, and you know other people are trying to point the finger. But I would say they must have something strong to bring this back up again. And they're talking about EPO, that they have riders with first-hand knowledge that he did this EPO thing. I don't know. What do you think, America? Should they just drop the Lance stuff once and for all? Whatever Lance Armstrong has done to this doping agency, and maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's just that all this evidence is coming out. It seems like it's a game of we're going to get you. We're going to knock you down. I mean, at this point, who cares? He's so far out of the game. He won his last tour title in 2005. Am I looking at this wrong? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We're checking the mail next.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed. Fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
It seems like each and every show here we're making the final turn. We talk about the economy, the economy, the economy. We opened up with Mitt Romney, and clearly we've had tons of people on, including Bob Ney the other day, the former congressman who got into trouble thanks to his pal Jack Abramoff and actually did some time. But before that, he had served in Congress for quite a few years, and he talked about that there's no question the Republicans have to drill on the economy, that that has to be the central issue. We know that. We get it. Open your wallet, open your purse, look in, and tell me, are you happy? Are you satisfied? Do you feel like you're headed in the right direction? You can weather whatever comes your way. But what's interesting is, finally, some Democrats with some sense, like James Carville, is saying, you know what? He's got to stop. The president has to stop claiming economic growth. He has to do that because where is the economic growth? You can't say the recession is coming to an end. I inherited this. I agree. I said this a couple of weeks ago. Who are the idiots that are telling him to focus on that? I said I would carry around his teleprompter and I would put the words in not to say this, not to talk about I have created this, we've done that. I wouldn't even go in that direction. So here's a major Democratic strategist saying they shouldn't be touting this growth, shouldn't be doing it, saying that the private sector is doing fine when it's not. The private sector is not doing fine when you look at some of the cutbacks and things that companies are doing. And Carville was on Good Morning America, and I happened to see little snippets of it. And he talked about the fact that people will take that as a signal that the president thinks that things are fine, and people don't feel that or believe that. They don't believe that economically we're doing okay when unemployment is 8.2%, which really it's, I think, is even higher than that. But how dangerous is this with this strategy? I mean, this is a strategy that will fail for Obama. I mean, this is a strategy to me that just has loser written all over it. I don't understand why they continue to go down that path. It doesn't make any sense to me. I guess just to try to combat Mitt Romney. Let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete, how are you?
I'm doing real good there, Katie Bob.
Thanks for the call, man. What's up?
Who's footing the bill for all this courthouse drama for Clemens and Armstrong and all that?
We are, the taxpayers.
Okay, knock it off. Nobody cares. It's done. It's history. It's the past. Let it go.
You know what? I agree with you. I agree with you. The thing with the perjury thing with Clemens, boy, and a lot of money has gone down the rabbit hole on this one, because this is the second time around. Who cares? And nobody cares about juicing.
You know, and you know, don't we have, can't that money be used for something productive?
It can be.
You know, that's money out of your pocket, out of my pocket, so knock it off, please.
Yeah. Yeah, Pete, I agree with you. You hit the nail on the head. Why are we dumping all this money out there? It's like I say, the Justice Department, how much money they're wasting, like on the Arizona thing, pursuing the governor of Arizona, the whole thing with the immigration law. What a waste of money. What a waste of time, really.
And what's your thought on Eric Holder?
I said 2 years ago, I took the same tact. I said if I were running Obama's show, if I were the person who had to keep him propped up, I would have given a pink slip to Eric Holder 2 years ago for all the mess that he created with the CIA.
Yeah, he's a bad man, you know. He has no morals, no, you know, and ethics are out the window.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, let him go. There's money well spent. Get him in the courthouse. You know, get him a runoff and let him do a little time, and maybe that'll change his tune.
I like that. Let him do a little time to see what it feels like. Pete, you're a hoot. Call the show again. You were great. Thank you. With Holder, look, Daryl Issa, I said this before, the best way I can describe it is he's like a dog with a bone. He doesn't want to let this go, and he's going to try everything he can. Orrin Hatch came out today and said that Eric Holder just should resign. Why are we doing it? Just resign. Then we're not even throwing any money at this. Holder, I heard through a source, did try to resign a couple of weeks ago, and Obama wouldn't take his resignation, if that's true. I haven't really been able to nail that down with anyone at the White House. We've had our friends from Talk Radio News have said that they heard a similar, one of them heard a similar rumor, but, you know, whether it's true or not, the bottom line is Eric Holder doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And does he just finish out what happens at the tail end of the year? Does Obama get reelected, not reelected? Then it's a moot point. He's gone, whatever. But he, to me, he was a liability from the get-go almost for this president. Why he continues to back up Holder, I don't know, especially with the whole Fast and Furious thing. Just ridiculous. All right, I promised we would go to the mailbag, and oh, we're going to try to squeeze in a little mini mailbag here, and away we go.
The mail is here!
Ooh!
Oh, thanks, Homer. Appreciate it. All right, this one comes to us from Ann, listening to us, WICC, Bridgeport, Connecticut. Ann says, hello, Ms. Delaney, and let me introduce myself. I have been listening to your show now for, I think, about a year, ever since it's been on the station. You have a lot of fans in Connecticut, just so you know. I always get a chuckle when you mention the station or talk about how close we are to Manhattan with the whole soda ban thing. I think Bloomberg has too much time on his hands. Remember, he's the guy who asked the people for a third term, so it's their fault. This is what they get. You cannot police obesity. And by cutting out big gulps, that is not going to make people skinny. Just my thoughts on the matter. I agree with you. By telling people you can't drink a giant Coke, that's not going to make you thin, or we'd all do that, right? Oh, you're drinking a too big of a Coke? Whew, 50 pounds. Boom, off like that. Come on. It's not happening. It's a combination of so many things, and every body type is different, and what you do for a living. We know this. It's a whole different ball of wax from person to person, and you can't monitor that by cutting that out. Then throwing out the city council. Well, geez, what about popcorn? What about this? What about that? This is ridiculous. All right, here's another quick one. This from Scott, who says, America Tonight, did you see the new poll out that showed there were fewer jobs for 2012? Isn't it funny that the guys in the White House keep saying that he's found more jobs for people? Or maybe I'm misinterpreting it. How are they coming up with this? Well, what they're coming up with is talking to the people. I say this all the time. You got to really talk to the people who are middle class in the neighborhoods. The median forecast for monthly job growth in April to June went down to 97,000 from 155,000 in the last survey. All you can do is compare numbers. So from month to month, Reuters did that. The Reuters poll of economists showed that, and they looked at predictions too. Their predictions for job creation, in fact, for the rest of 2012 weren't quite as bleak, but the monthly average of 145,000, 157,000 in the third and fourth quarters were way lower, or both around 20,000 lower than in the May poll. So, you know, historically, we know this, presidents don't get reelected when the economy is sluggish. Do you think the economy is sluggish? Answer that question for yourself. Do you think it's sluggish? If you do, then you've answered the question. That is going to be very hard for re-election. But there are still people out there that view the economy, I think, as being in a recession, that we're in this recession. The approval ratings have dipped, but what does this mean for Mitt Romney? It means that they're going to constantly, I think, look at the economy, come up with ways to suggest another way to do this all the way through the summer and right up to Election Day. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.